You're listening to SBS News.
It was a massacre described by the French president as an act of war. Coordinated attacks on the Bataclan Concert Hall, several bars and restaurants, and outside the National Stadium. 130 people were killed, and Islamic State claimed responsibility. Christophe Nordin survived the assault on the Bataclan by locking himself in a storage room. He hopes the trial will help people better understand what happened that night.
What happens to the suspects, whether it's Abdesalam or others, it did not interest me at all, and it still doesn't interest me. What matters to me is what the victims, civil parties, their parents and loved ones will say.
Jean-Pierre Albertini's son Stéphane was one of the victims. He wasn't going to attend the trial but changed his mind after speaking to survivors of the Charlie Hebdo attacks.
The trial won't resuscitate the dead. What can we hope for? Well, it's the last opportunity to express what we've suffered, get it across that it could happen to anyone and not just to others. And it's the last time that we can pass on that message.
Some survivors will stay away from the courtroom. Winemaker Jérôme Barthélemy escaped unharmed from the Bataclan. He has experienced severe anxiety in the years since and does not want to relive memories he'd rather forget.
En fait, c'est le syndrome post-traumatique.
It's post-traumatic stress disorder. And I think we'll hear that in the testimonies. All the survivors have been through that.
Among those facing trial is Salah Abdesalam, the only surviving member of the group suspected of actually carrying out the attacks. Prosecutors allege he drove some of the jihadists and had perhaps planned to carry out his own suicide bombing. Etty Mansour is an investigative journalist who wrote a book on Abdesalam.
He's the only terrorist still alive who survived the attacks due to one simple reason, which is that he backed out at the last minute. Whether he backed out at the last minute by refusing to detonate himself doesn't lessen his role in the attacks, which has been absolutely crucial and decisive for the Islamic State organization.
The other 19 defendants are accused of providing planning and logistical support to the attackers, but not everyone who should face justice will. Six men are being tried in absentia, mainly Islamic State leaders. Five are presumed dead in Iraq and Syria. One is in a Turkish prison. Stéphane Toutrayen survived the attack on the Bataclan Club.
It's really more those who manipulated the assailants that we feel resentment for. To us, they were more like puppets and they were used. The issue is the puppeteers today aren't really sitting in the dock.
Aujourd'hui, il nous semble qu'ils sont pas forcément dans le box des accusés.
A special courtroom has been built to hold the trial with 330 lawyers involved. Éric Dupond-Moretti is the French Justice Minister. He invited journalists to inspect the new facility.
This trial is first and foremost of interest to the victims, but all of our fellow citizens, all of France will be watching the trial. The whole world will be watching this trial.
Le monde entier va regarder ce procès.
Verdicts are not expected until May next year. Ben Lewis, SBS News.